Intervju Radija Študent.
Pičes. Letošnjo parado ponosa bo ta petek v katedrali Kina Šiška otvorila kanadska provokatorka Pičes. V krajšem telefonskem intervjuju smo pobrskali po spominih iz let odraščanja, se pogovorili o ljudeh, ki sodelujejo pri njenem oblačenju, preoblačenju in slačenju, ter razmišljali o ženskah v svetu glasbe in gentrifikacije berlinske scene.
I'm very excited to have today on the phone with us Meryl Bett Nisker, better known by her stage name Pičes. Hi, how are you doing?
Wait a minute. I took out the Beth. You just say Meryl Nisker. No Beth.
No, okay.
Why
did you take the Beth out?
Because I never asked for it. Meryl Beth! Who wants to be called that? Nobody.
Does anyone still call you Meryl?
Some people like to call me Meryl, even if they don't know me, because they think it makes them seem like they are being more personal with me, you know?
Okay.
But it's kind of annoying.
You prefer Pičes.
Yeah, if someone knows me from a long time ago, I understand Meryl. But if they like don't know me and they're like, "Hi, Meryl," like, "Oh, you don't know me. You don't know me."
Don't call me Meryl. But your parents call you Meryl, right?
Yeah, my parents call me Meryl.
Okay. Here comes the first question I have. You come from a very non-musical family of Jewish origins.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere you went to Jewish primary school and you were the class clown there. Was that the mm-hmm. beginning of Pičes?
I don't know, but, you know, because I had to study Hebrew for half a day and English for half a day, you know? And I don't remember any Hebrew, but I could sing you every song in Hebrew. So I think it was the beginning of my love for music, because I couldn't listen to I couldn't concentrate, but if it was with a melody, I learned it. So I know some very strange songs. I know like really like traditional Jewish prayers, and I know like, yeah, really weird stuff.
Did you always speak your mind also when in the times of this Hebrew English school?
Well, you know, I had a teacher named Mr. Bell. You know, and once I stood up in class and I just said, "Mr. Bell, go to hell."
Wow. How old were you?
He was just, I don't know, probably like 9. It was really obnoxious, but he was just so tired, this teacher. Was so tired, and he just didn't want to be teaching, you know?
But there's no hell in Jewish religion, is there?
Good
there
point.
There's no heaven.
Oh, my God, so I really gave him an insult, didn't I? Oh, shit. I ruined everything.
And what about your parents? How did they go about their daughter becoming this... voice
provocateur. Well, you know, my dad said to me, "I know what you're doing, you know. I played you Donna Summer when you were little, you know."
So he takes part of the blame.
But my mother, she really had a hard time, but now it's all good, and they love me, and it's all good. But it just took my mother longer. But you know, I think it always takes longer for like, if you're the daughter, then it takes the mother longer, and if you're the son, it takes the dad. You know how it is. Yeah.
You said in some interview that I listened to that you enjoyed dressing up as much as you enjoy dressing down.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you dress according to your mood or according to the occasion?
I guess it's a combination of both, you know. I actually like to have sometimes just like, sometimes I just have, like, a uniform that I could wear, like, for 2 weeks because I just can't think about wearing anything. You know, it's just, like, this is it. And sometimes I really don't like to stand out because I stand so out so much during my show. Mm-hmm. If I'm going out personally, I really don't want to be the center of attention, you know?
Do you have problems with...
I have problems, yes.
Okay.
Can you help me?
I don't know. I mean, can you help me?
Oh, yeah, okay, we can help each other.
We can help each other. But speaking of clothes and style, you have some of the collaborators you work with a lot are the stylist and designer Juan Alexander, mm-hmm. the hairstylist Charlie Lemindou, and mm-hmm. and designer John Renault.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you find the artists you work with, or how does one collaborate with Peaches?
Well, in all those three cases, they found me.
Okay.
Vaughn came up to me in a club once, and he looked me up and down. This was very early on. And he, like, kind of touched my hips and touched the side of my body. He went away for an hour, and he came back with, like, three pairs of leather shorts that fit me perfect without fitting me. And then
wow.
just all these pieces. He's just, like, a weird genius. And then Charlie arrived in Berlin when he was probably, like, 17, and he was like, hello, I do your hair now. And then, you know, we kind of watched each other's careers grow together. Career, I don't like that word, but we watched our art grow together. And, you know, the first time he made fashion was for me to try, you know. We're very connected. So he's worked with so many people. He doesn't just work with me, but... It just always comes back to the stuff he does is connecting. He's just a great person to work with, especially when you have a big scale production, like you're doing a lot of people, and mm-hmm. It really works well. And John Renault also found me. He was working, doing stuff with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and he found me. So
yeah, you mentioned these massive performances or big productions, but
yeah.
you did all from that, down to, you know, one woman does everything by herself sort of show.
Exactly. That's mostly what I do, yeah.
How do you get around, like, getting people for smaller productions, for bigger productions? Do you always work with... okay, so those three found you, but there has been a bunch of people. Is there, like, a mode you meet people at their events, or...?
Yeah, I think that, like, because... people kind of know what I'm about, so if I put the word out there, I find the right people, which is so great, which means I'm doing the right thing for what I want to do, you know what I mean? Because I find it's not like I have to audition people or, you know, beg them. It's like, if you're into this, let's do it, and if you're not, let's not, you know? So that's why, and also I like to work, you know, with communities that I'm involved in, so... I spent a lot of time in the last album in L.A. And then, you know, I ended up with this massive video called Rub, you know, which is all like mm-hmm. people that we all wanted to work together. We spent a lot of time, and it's, you know, mostly L.A.-based people. But and it's all women, down to, like, the person who did the boom mic. Or not, there's no boom because it's a music video. But you know what I mean? Or the light. The lighting, even though it was outside or whatever, like just everything was all women and just this huge production, but it was such a community effort. And to me, that's what's really important and really, you know, why I want to do what I want to do. I want people to, you know, come together. I want it to be inclusive. I want people to feel comfortable in their own bodies, you know?
Talking about having all female crew, are you familiar with Girls Rock Camp or Rock and Roll Camp?
Yes, yeah. I've done some workshops at different rock camp for girls, definitely.
What do you think about female only festivals?
It depends. Like if you're talking about something like okay, let me make something clear. The Rub Project was an experiment that was really successful for all of us. It was a time where a lot of filmmakers and a lot of people who work camera have never been on a set with only women, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was, to them, like, we didn't say, let's just do women. We just brought them all up, and they were like, whoa, this is crazy. I've never been on a set with all women. And it gave them a chance to discuss certain things and they just felt free. And at some point, I was, like, directing, looking in a camera nude because I had to be in scenes that way. But, you know, and it just felt really comfortable and natural, and nobody had a problem. It was just nice. So for that project, it's great. I am so into the integration of all humans. So I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say about that. All women festivals, you know, I understand why they happen because you look at the major festivals, they're always like 90% men.
Yeah.
You know, and like all, you know, it's just trying to make a shift.
But don't you think it's sort of creating a, like a safe space vacuum? I'm not talking about female performers only, but about like the attendance as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And making a safe space too. Like also, this is what the Riot Girl movement was about. You know, they were always like women in the front, like so they didn't get pushed around and things like that.
Yeah. Would you say that that stuff changed in music industry regarding women in the past like 20, 25 years you have been part of the scene?
Yeah, it's changed, but I actually never thought of myself as part of the industry because of those reasons, because it's still a patriarchy from the top, you know, and until they die out, which is going to take a while, we just have to like wait till they die out.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because, so I really don't subscribe to the sort of industry, you know, things I don't do for industry reasons, you know.
What was your reason for moving to Berlin?
Well, way back, you know, I've almost been doing this 20 years, and when I was doing electronic music in Canada, I was perceived as quite weird. Like, it was weird. And I played in Berlin, and I sent over demos because I visited there, and it seemed quite open. And then I was offered a very small record deal, and I just thought, I'm going to move over there. It seems freer, and it seems like good for what I was doing. It was really just that simple. It wasn't like, you know, Nina Hagen is my queen or Marlene Dietrich or the whole tradition of like Berlin and Berlin and all this, you know, it wasn't, but it, you know, I understand. And I ended up touring all over Europe though, but yeah.
Would you say Berlin changed and you moved
yes,
there?
Berlin's
like
changed a lot.
Right.
Of course. Berlin's becoming as gentrified as everywhere else. But I think it's trying. I mean, people are really upset, and apartments are expensive and things are expensive, but still not as expensive as other places that are as established.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's still a lot of, you know, there's less, but there's still a lot of money for the arts, and there's a lot to be done, and a lot that people can do, and I think people should not get spoiled, and they should realize that it's really quite an amazing place. And I probably can answer one more question.
Okay. So let's talk about your gig in Ljubljana. You're opening, you're part of the opening of Ljubljana Pride Parade.
Uh-huh. We're going to have an amazing time.
Are you excited to perform? What can we
yes.
expect?
Yes. I played in Bucharest last week for Pride.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Are you going to attend any other events? There's a bunch of talks and side events, or are you running somewhere?
Are they going to be in English?
I think it's going to be a majority of them in English.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll come to something, you know. I want to see Ljubljana. I want to experience Ljubljana and what's going on around. So I'm going to see what I can do for sure. I mean, I'm there an extra day.
Oh, great. Well, I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for talking with me. I'm definitely coming to the gig on Friday. So it starts at 9 in Kino Šiška in Katedrala. For the listeners of our radio, everyone's very welcome. And yeah. Thank
totally you. Welcome. Don't be afraid. It's going to be really fun. Some people think, oh, Peaches, scary. And then they see me and they go, oh, Peaches, fun. So come have a good time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you on Friday.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes. Bye.
It's what I must do. You cross the line and I'm not having it. I can't control it, I roll over it. You shit now, I'm on my side. Confront, fuck your front. Juggle crap to crap, I'm not having that. Spit it out, you can't. Let me spit for you or on you. Looking out for number one, that's me. I'm number fucking one. No sympathy for your weakness, your chicken shit. Fumbling, falling, I wanna hear you hit bottom. Fumbling, falling, I wanna hear you hit bottom. I wanna see you break your fall. I know you're falling, I wanna kick you when you're down. Yes, I'm angry, yes I am. How quick it can switch. Chicken shit. Hide in your little bar where you're the king of free drink tickets. Wow, impressive. Impressive what you do with a little bit of power. I wanna be there when you implode. Measly little power. Another free drink for you. Your personality turned to white powder. Your brain's clammed up chowder. Your personality turned to white powder. Your brain's clammed up chowder. I gave and you pretended. I gave and you pretended. Who the fuck are you? I have no idea. You were shitting on me. How could I not smell it? Fuck you. Answer me. Answer any one of my questions. Okay, ask me anything. Spit it out. Spit. Let me spit for you. Spineless coward. Can't fucking stand liars. I want you to slip away. Fade into the night. Skin so gray, touch so empty. I want to hurt you now. I think bad thoughts about you. People say life's too short, but I need to feel this. Go get your free drink. Go get your free drink. Go get your free drink. Your personality turned to white powder. Your brain's clammed up chowder. Your personality turned to white powder. Your brain's clammed up chowder. Congratulations on being such a fucking good liar. Congratulations on not getting caught for so many years. Congratulations on being the most evasive person I have ever known. I'm in so much fucking pain right now. I want you to feel it. I wanna rip you apart with my bare hands. I wanna crush your bones. I want to cut you. Your personality turned to white powder. Your brain's clammed up chowder. Your personality turned to white powder. Your brain's clammed up chowder. Another free drink ticket. Will that make it okay? Drink up, bitch.
V današnji ediciji Ereš intervjua smo prisluhnili pogovoru s provokativno sodobno umetnico Pičas, ki bo v petek zvečer v katedrali Kina Šiška otvorila letošnjo parado ponosa. Intervju je pripravila Učka Prajs.
Intervju Radija Študent.